Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back with 96 Live. I'm your host, Robert Hart. And in a moment, we're going to have an interview with our mayor, Michael Rowe, and find out the latest updates on what's going on in the town. In the meantime, had a great time last weekend. Our two-day Independence Day celebration turned out really well. Had a great crowd. Lots of great music, lots of fun, met lots of great people, and everyone overall had a great time. And we're looking forward to next year already. In case you did miss it, you can go on YouTube and type in SC Festival of Stars 2016. You'll see videos of the parade, car show, several of the bands, and so on. So hopefully next year you'll be able to make it. After you see the videos, you'll enjoy it. And like I said, in a moment we're going to be interviewing our mayor, Michael Rowe, and find out all the latest updates in the town and find out what progress is being made and what's in this for the future. And please stand by. Also, this weekend out at Starport, they're going to have a stargazing. It'll be out at Starport Pond Saturday night from 8:30 to 11, so let's bring your telescopes out. It'll be the Greenwood Stargazers Club. They're going to have an event out there, so and that's for all ages. So you can come on down tomorrow night, enjoy it, have the sun go down, and do a bit of stargazing. And learn a bit about different constellations and so on. And that's another free family fun event. Also, 16th and 18th of July, we're going to have the another battle reenactment out at Starport. That'll be 16th and 18th of July. That's another free family event out at Starport on Highway 248 in 96 South Carolina. And good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
Long night.
I know it's feeling well. Okay, can you tell us what's going on with the town?
Well, we are, we just wrapped up the Festival of Stars, and that was a successful event.
Okay. Jennifer worked really hard.
She did. She, I tell you, she works day in, day out, year round, just trying to make that event possible. And we are working now. Refocusing our attention on some of the things that we're doing in town, as far as making sure some sticks and things get maintained, and so now we're redirecting our focus to that. So.
Okay, since you took office, we had the new subway come in. We've also had the Carolina Construction come in. Is there any other businesses possibly coming in?
Well, we had the Hilltop. It reopened. We have a couple other businesses that these will be reopened by the end of the summer. The completion of that that renovation is being done by the end of the summer. The gym, which is on the corner, the guy's working on it in his spare time to get it up and running. We were notified that an optometrist is coming to town. That needs to Dr. Bryant talk.
Okay.
He might help her. There'll be an optometrist there. It's Amy Johan. So he's from that city. He's opening an optometry business there. And one of the buildings across the way here sold the old bakery building. And from our understanding, it's going to be located in yet too. So. But we're still soliciting people. Some of these people just saw an opportunity, we contacted, but they saw an opportunity and they wanted to come in and help the grow. So that was, that's always a positive, really. So
progress.
So you feel like even if you didn't have a direct tenant, you're trying to create an atmosphere where people say, hey, I want to come do business in those things. So, and we're working on that. We've made some contacts with different people, try to help get some funding to do some improvements in town. To be by the town. So all that attracts more businesses. So, I mean, it really is. So we're working towards that. We really are.
Okay. I'm glad to see the Edward Middle School is finally
Open.
Major Community Center.
It is. It is. So that just happened. I mean, it really was. So you never want to see a building just stand there and
historic buildings.
Yeah, and it go to waste. I mean, we want to see something in all buildings.
Right.
I mean, that they're utilized. So we're seeing that the building is just leaving alone and not using anymore. I mean, it would decay faster.
Yeah, well, we did need something for the children.
Oh, yeah, you do. You do, because that's important to do. Is wooden durability, you need, I mean, it's really important to them, so you want to get something like that happen. So that's a possible future.
Oh, definitely. Okay, any word on the construction on the apartment? Will be about the
They are, I'm notified by the company that is constructing the apartment that all the funding has now been obtained and it will start shortly. I haven't given a different date in which, you know, the breaking of the ground is going to be, but I was notified actually last week by email that he had funding was all there. So, you know, everything is on deck.
We're on a mini boom.
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, it's good. We want to see nice things grow.
Okay.
I mean, any opportunity we can, so we want to see the town grow. So.
How about the other housing project outside CenturyLink?
No word on that. I know that was sought after. The company from Ohio that
right.
was looking into it. But then and they met with council and then I haven't heard any more on it. Sometimes when you don't hear any kind of news, it's still in the works. So, you know, we just try to put pressure on them and just let them, you know, tell the tech score. So.
Okay. They're out on 246. You know anything about them?
There is I know the pellet plant, Colombo Energy, will be hoping pretty soon. I was told that 150 loads of wood be going in that plant a day.
Right.
I mean, that's a lot of wood.
Yeah.
And so it's going to create
jobs.
Yeah, it's going to create a lot of jobs. There's a plant that is being built across from Fuji Film. From what I was told, it was a fiber optics plant. So it is a huge investment.
Fiber
County.
Optics.
Yes, I mean, it's a huge investment for Greenwood County. And so that's important in 96 because it's nice opportunities to get jobs and not be so far away from home, and not the travel distance. So but we're wanting to try to locate manufacturing closer to 96. We would love for a company to move right outside our city limits. I mean it's not enough property out there in town building anything like that, but Long Adams plant, they were built right outside of town. So it is something that we would love to do something to make some type of manufacturing, any number of jobs. I mean, we'd love for 200 to 300 at least, but, you know, if you can afford 50 people, even if they can better themselves or they're unemployed, that's step up, you know, and if their household income or if they can obtain a job, we would love that. Because there's the education level of 96, the skill set level of 96, there is qualified people here for just backing a job that you could grow out of. So, I believe that would be if we could, you know, and we have some people we're talking to try to see if we can track some kind of an attractive package to something. That's what we're in the process. How can we attract these businesses? You know, what can we do to lure them here in the United States? So, they're getting their team together and they're going to come and talk with us about it. But hopefully, it's going to be a good partnership where we can get businesses help for homeowners, some renovation homes, attract new business and industry. We're trying to look at every aspect. How can we create a broad, diverse economy, local economy in our state.
Well, if one player goes down, we still have business.
Yeah. Somebody can find a job here.
No, all your eggs in one basket.
No, we don't want them all in one basket. So that's what we're trying to look for, create a small, vibrant local economy but maintain the integrity of the history of the town, the historical aspect of the town. But that's what we're going to do.
Okay. Well, it seems like you're on the roll for 2016. What are your predictions for 2017?
I see a lot happening this month. More growth. Hopefully, we'll get some roads paved that need to be paved. They're in dire need of paving. Some things that just fell in place that we feel as though some things that have been long wanted to be taken care of will finally be taken care of. We're pushing some new sidewalks. We're still working on that. Hopefully we will have to see some earth moved at mill site by then. Every time we think, okay, well, we got it, you know, we can go and do this, then another stumbling block grows up. That mill site can only be developed into a park. I mean, that's the only thing that can be done with it. No structures, no massive structures can be built from it. We're pushing for that. We have a time frame. We have to meet certain things. So once we get to that point, and then we can apply for grant funds for that site. So, and hopefully, you know, in the distant future, we'll see some improvements at the town park, which is still a play park. So hopefully we'll see some improvements there. For the experience, the user experience of the people that hopefully this that are just a sample of
workforce. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
Nothing. I didn't think of it at the moment, but keep us all in prayers. We really pray for the town because, even though I feel like we may not have had a direct hand in anything that positive that has happened, God has moved. So
yeah.
That's the one thing that that he it's his plan. So, but that's we're just along for the ride, and I think they fall in place and they work out. There's I give that to him. That's all I can do.
Yeah, we're all along for the ride.
Oh, that's right. We're all along for the ride. So,
all right. Well, thank you much for your time. Right.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it.
Keep up good work.
Oh, thank you.
All right. There you go, folks. We'll do another broadcast in about a week or so. We'll set up a scheduled time and let you know. And meantime, I'm your host, Robert Hart, signing off now. Bye-bye.